Good morning. Welcome here to St. Wenceslaus again for Sunday Mass. Just so you know, again this weekend we will be showing another episode of Bishop Robert Barron's Priest, Prophet, and King DVD series. And so if you're able, I invite each of you to spend just a few minutes after Mass to watch another episode from this series. A couple of friends recently had their first ever sleepover. And in the morning they got up, and they had breakfast, and they went to Mass with the rest of the family. And the boy who was staying over at the family's house wasn't Catholic. And so on the way back home from Mass, the mother asked him, "So what did you think of Mass?" And the boy responded, "Well, I thought it was very interesting, and I certainly have a lot of questions. But I think it was very unfair that that priest up at the altar did all of the work when a bunch of men came around and took away all the money." Amen to that. Just a few words on these readings this morning, especially on the widow of Zarephath from the Book of Kings and our gospel where we hear of that poor widow who contributed her entire livelihood to the treasury. Unlike today, in biblical times, widows didn't have access to any means of social support or financial assistance. And unless they were taken care of by someone else, taken under their wings, they were literally left with nothing. They were literally left with no means of providing for themselves. And that's why we often hear in Scripture, don't we, of God's particular concern for orphans and for widows. If you're like me, perhaps each week, perhaps several times a week, you look at how much money we have in our checking or savings account, right? We might get quarterly reports on investments we have or on our retirement plan. And all of this is a wonderful thing. It's a good thing. We need to be frugal and to use our money wisely. And as the church has always said, as Christianity has always said, money is not the problem. Money has never been the problem. We need money for a livelihood. We need money to care for and provide for our families. But the danger that's warned against in these readings this weekend is that we can translate this bank account mentality, this deposit and withdrawal mentality, towards our relationship with God. It may be that I put in my hour at church this week. That's enough for now. It might be that I've gone to reconciliation twice this year, and that will cover me until Lent. There's a danger, I think, and perhaps you would agree with me, that this withdrawal and deposit mentality can become such a part of our relationship with God that it becomes our relationship with God. If we are ever asked to give just a little bit more, to contribute just a little bit more to that Sunday collection, to give a little bit more of my time volunteering or doing some kind of work at the church, perhaps reading, perhaps as an usher. We fear, I think, that if we give a little bit more, we'll be left lacking. That somehow God will cut us short. That to contribute just a little bit more, to sacrifice just a little bit more, especially when we're so scared that we don't have enough to provide for ourselves and for our family, that scares us. But just how willing are we, like those both of those widows in the readings this weekend, just how willing are we to trust God that He will actually provide for us, that we will never go lacking? And at the end of the day, who's more powerful? The balance in our bank account or our investment fund, our retirement plan? Or is God? As you know, Pope Francis, right, has a very down-to-earth way of speaking to people, especially in his homilies and in his general weekly audiences. And he was talking once, as he often does, of the poor, of his assisting those who are poor, and was making a special appeal to those like me that have the financial means to assist them. And he said, rather bluntly, that burial cloths don't have pockets. Burial cloths don't have pockets. In other words, you and me will take nothing with us when we die, except for our faith. We won't take a bank account. We won't take a retirement plan. Nothing but our faith in God. And of course, this isn't an excuse to be reckless with our money, not to save our money and to provide for our families when we die. No. Rather, at the end of the day, we have to ask ourselves, what's going to save my soul? What's going to save my soul? Is it a bank account? Or is it my faith? For the widows in the readings this weekend, it was their faith. And it will be the same for us. Johnny Cash. The great Johnny Cash, I'm sure you remember him. Do you remember that song that he wrote towards the end of his life? That song is entitled Hurt. Perhaps you've heard it. I invite you to watch the music video if you are able to on YouTube. It has over 11 million hits. And if you know anything about Johnny Cash's life, you'll know that Johnny Cash had it all. He had everything. And this song, Hurt, is about him coming to the realization of what is most important in life. And in the video, you'll see that he's seen with all of his awards, all of the fame and riches that surrounded him, all the accolades that were thrown upon him throughout his very successful career. But you'll notice that Johnny Cash isn't smiling. He's not smiling. And one of the lines that Johnny Cash sings throughout the song goes like this. You could have it all, my empire of dirt. Everyone goes away in the end. You could have it all, my empire of dirt. Everyone goes away in the end. And the challenge for me, perhaps the challenge for you this weekend, this great leap of faith, like the widows in our readings this weekend that we are asked to take, is precisely that. That everything and everyone goes away in the end. And that the widow's decision to give back to God, to offer back to the church, even to the point that it just might hurt a little bit, that she might have just a little bit of uncertainty about the future, is the most important investment we can give to God for the salvation of our souls.